Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 7. Hello Bears, the Nerd here, bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast. I think this episode is a little different because I'm experimenting a little, bringing in some new music, so let's see what happens. Well, I was just out a while ago and went out to meet some friends at the Guava Lamp. It's a yuppie bar here in Houston. I don't particularly like it because it's bright and full of twinks. Well, I like my bars dark and filled with bears, haha. But we just went there because our friends are there. Our softball friends were there. So we just watched them play pool. Had some beer. And chatted a little. Well, later on, we got bored. So we went to JR's. It's another yuppie bar. Yes, there's this dick dancer who kept adjusting his crotch. Oh God, that's a big rod. It was pretty impressive, but he's way too muscular for me. I like him stocky with a little belly plus body and facial hair. You know, basically a bear. And that's pretty hard to come by with, especially in the dick dancing business. I just gotta have my bear fix, so. We all went to the Ripcord. Ah, home at last. It was dead at first, but later on, more people came in. We saw some friends from New Orleans. Yeah, we figured that since sudden decadence ain't gonna happen, we're gonna see some people there in the bars. Sure enough, we saw some New Orleanians. They had stories to tell, of course, but I'd rather not talk about it. Because they're horror stories, and you guys may already have heard it or seen it in the news. It was good to hear that parts of the French Quarter were not flooded. If not, probably just a few inches of water. Well, that's a relief, because my partner lives in the second floor. And however, there are looters there, so we don't know if my husband still has his stuff there. I'm sure it's still there. Well, the cops ought to shoot those motherfuckers. I mean, those gangs didn't just loot. They also raped and killed people, took firemen hostage, shot cops, and so on and so forth. Anyway, I'm really pissed off. If I were Green Lantern, I would fly over there, round them up, and drown them in Lake Pontchartrain. Oh, well. Anyway, as for the evacuees, there were many here in Houston. They transferred a lot to the Astrodome and the Reliance Stadium. My husband and I tried to volunteer this afternoon, but there were just so many volunteers. But that is good to hear that many Houstonians are out there helping out. I received a phone call from a lady doctor, friend of mine. She's in Chicago. She said that she might be coming over to the South to help. God knows how many doctors these evacuees would need. Well, good for her. Hopefully, she would be assigned here in Houston so I could see her. It's good to know that there are so many people helping out. I was reading planetout.com this evening and read that Ellen DeGeneres is having a fundraiser. She said that New Orleans is her hometown. In the article that I read, it was mentioned that several websites, including rainbowrelief.org, gay.com, and Planet Out are trying to connect people to the other gay-friendly efforts. So visit bearpodcast.com to see these links. You see it in the show notes. Okay. Ellen DeGeneres is not the only one who has something to say about this disaster. I've been reading Margaret Cho's blog tonight. and she has some comments on the looting and stuff you these stuff you can see at margaretshow.com. So then go to the blog side. On the left side you'll see blog. In that, oops, the phone is ringing. Oh, okay. Sorry, got distracted by the phone. In that blog of hers, she's got more links for you to visit to help out Katrina victims. I was exchanging a live journal post with Tony. He's Bear Bong in a live journal. I met him last year at Southern Decadence. He said that you should have a reunion in New Orleans once it's all restored. So Tony, if you're listening to this, yes, I may take you up on that. Let's grab a few hurricanes and hang out at Lafitte's and Rawhide. Oh, don't know about Phoenix, though. I think that was in the area where it got flooded bad. But the ones in the French Quarter may have survived. One website where you can look at to see some pictures are digitalglobe.com. They have some satellite images there of New Orleans and, you know, pictures of New Orleans after the hurricane. So check it out, digitalglobe.com. You know what, guys? I should stop talking about this disaster because, you know, it's already in the news. I can simply rant about Katrina all day long. It's really depressing, I know. We just have to do our best to help by volunteering and donating. Afterwards, let's just move on. So, this Labor Day weekend, there's a lot of bear runs going on. There's one in Pittsburgh, there's one in Toronto, and there's one in Berlin. I've always been in the Texas bear runs, and I think I need a change of venue. Well, there was one out-of-state bear run I went to last year. Last Thanksgiving, I was at Wolf Fest in Fort Lauderdale. Well, that was fun. Clothing optional, pool party. You know, the usual. It's normal for most people. But this one was kind of new to me because clothes came off and people got PJs at noontime. I'm used to more conservative pool parties where this happens at around midnight. But it was fun. It was easier to take pictures because I didn't need the flash. Okay, fine. I guess I do take pictures of people having sex. But hey, it's just for my personal collection, you know. And I don't publish it on the web for the world to see. Well, in a few weeks, I'm going to Bears to the Coast. It's a bear run sponsored by the Bears of San Antonio. For more information, just go to bearsofsanantonio.net. I've had fun for the past two runs there. I'm sure you guys will have fun there too.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, but sure.
Do
yeah.
you work so out a lot?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, who are we going to have for Woof, what a bear today? Well, actually, today I was supposed to have a friend. I'm supposed to feature a friend from Ottawa, Canada, but, well, he's just not available. Oh, well. I've been hanging out with him for the past few days, but I just couldn't podcast with him. Actually, I was supposed to have an interview and podcast with him, but we just can't do it. So, anyway, I just surfed around and I remembered my friend, Butchie. He used to live here in Houston, and he's a member of Houston Area Bears also. And the last time I saw him was a few months ago. He visited here. Anyway, let's go to Bear 411. We go to bear411.com/Butchie. That's B-U-T-C-H-Y. Okay, go to the website. Butchie from Portland, Oregon. He speaks English. Okay. Varied interests. DIY home stuff. Do-it-yourself home stuff. Yeah, I believe I was talking to him before. He really fixes beds, you know, woodwork. He's pretty good at that. And let me see, what else? Mid-century culture. Junking and antiques. Especially pottery and kits. early jazz but other music genres. He's partnered and playful. He's partnered to Hot Rob. I haven't met Hot Rob yet. But anyway, if you look at his pictures here, and this Bear 411 profile, he's got some pictures here, and this one picture is very funny. He's wearing a Home Depot apron. Pretty cute. Guys, check it out. Okay, since I believe he's an active member of Oregon Bear, so I took the liberty of surfing the Oregon Bear's Web Cave webpage. So I went to OregonBears.org, and let me see. Let's go click on home. Camp Oregon Bears 2005. Yeah, they have something coming up soon. But anyway, we are here for Bucci. So on the left side, go to photo gallery, and then on the right side, you'll see Bucci's photos under annual Bear Town weekend. So, on the right side, look at annual Bear Town weekend. Click on Bucci's photos, and you'll see some. I think it's a contest, I think. Let me see. Yep, he's got pictures there, and he's on stage. And I believe it was Oregon Bear 2004, I think. And his term already finished, or something like that. So. Yeah, he's a nice guy. I chatted with him before. I talked to him before. He was when he was here in Houston. So you guys check him out. He's Bucci at bear411.com.
Oh, alright. What is that? Is that your pinot? Oh my God! It's very very big. Too big, yung titi mo. I just go. You Filipino pancit eating mother hamper, kantut, ang sakit. Ano na? Is that your tongue? Oh yes, the tongue. Use the tongue. Oh, the finger, not the finger. Yes, the finger. Putang ng shit. Sinong nanay mo? Ay nako. Sandali. Let me wipe your mouth.
How do you guys like that? I had that audio years and years ago, and friends of mine forwarded it to me. It's nothing like Filipino straight sex. Well, Filipino straight porn, yeah. Well, yeah, I've been forwarding that for the past few years for a couple of my friends, but I always find it amusing. Anyway, so I guess that wraps our episode for now, and watch out for the links that I'm gonna put in the show notes, the front page of bearpodcast.com, and all right, you guys need to call me, leave me a voice message at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, just leave me a voice message. Tell me what you think of the show. If you have questions, or if you have any, say anything wrong, if you have any comment on anything I said, if you have any requests or whatever, just give me a holler at the phone number that I gave you. And then you can also email me, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. That's it for now. So you guys have fun, and hope you had a good Labor Day weekend, and take care. Many wolves and many hugs.